Hey, what's up? This is Mario with Rugged 33 Podcast. It's been a while, but I'm excited to have two of my really good friends today. We're actually going to talk about being expat teachers. And you guys know Bea, she's the Phoenician princess. So many guys messaged me and loved her voice. And then we also have Prince Ali Musin. He's some of you guys have heard about him on the podcast as well. I've talked about both of them, but they're my really good friends and also family. So B, go ahead and say hi and yeah, just introduce yourself.
Hello.
Okay. You're duh.
In my language.
Right? Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum wa shukran. Or do you want me to continue speaking in my...
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, she's...
Oh, am I supposed to introduce, like, more?
No. Okay. That's good. And then we got Musin Ali, and he is actually from Karachi, Pakistan.
Yeah, from Karachi.
Nice, Pakistan, nice. And yeah. Go ahead and say hello in your language.
Khush Ahmadid, and Assalamu alaikum.
Nice. So, you speak... What language was it?
Arabic.
Yeah. And, but you said like...
It's a dialect.
Yeah, your Arabic is not...
It's like... We're the bad boys kind of the Arabic language. So no one understands us, but we understand them.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Crazy. And again, you have the goats in the trees.
Yes. That's not even the craziest thing about us.
Right. Well, I met Moroccan gangsters in... drug dealers, actually, in Amsterdam.
I had friends, okay, two Moroccan friends in Malaysia when
He's
I was living there.
He has no friends.
No.
Yes,
and Eunice, one of my really good friends, and she always, okay, pass her comments about me all the time.
Because you
which
have
is
no
not
friends.
True.
Stop lying.
Okay, you know I have a big network of their friends, okay, yeah.
So Musin, yeah. Let's see, and the language that you speak is...
Yeah, that is Urdu, basically the alphabets, okay, if we look at that. So in Arabic and in Urdu and Persian, they are almost like similar.
Really?
Yeah, so I can read and write Arabic as well.
Oh, wow.
Because the Quran that we have, okay, I read that, okay, many years before. And in the month of Ramadan, okay, we do also. Bushra does, I hope, as well.
Well, yeah, we hope she does. I'm not sure she's a great follower.
Yeah. Okay, I am going to censor myself. But no, it's basically, I could read his language, but I won't understand what I'm reading.
Really?
Because you can
same,
read,
it's
yeah.
the same letters, it's the same alphabet.
Yeah, can she really read that?
Actually,
well,
but she can, like, okay.
I've improved.
Really, okay, she has improved her vocabulary, especially with the bad words, like, okay, you know.
Wow.
And, yeah, sometimes, okay, she can surprise me.
You really want to study
and,
my name.
You know, most of the time in school, like, I try to hide myself, okay, because
of your face.
No,
I would hide myself
whenever
too.
She you know, she will look at me, okay, immediately she will
run,
say something, so I have to run that time.
No, B is funny because I'll be intense talking about indefinite or sharing teaching indefinite time or indefinite verbs. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see her in my little window in the hallway. And she is telling me to F off or some crazy thing.
She also uses the sign language also.
Yes.
And, you know, she's expert in that.
Yeah.
So, and that we can understand.
Yeah.
She has taught us many things, okay?
Yeah.
Nonverbal communication.
See, I'm a teacher
and
all the time, you know.
She's a versatile teacher.
Yeah.
And... that we enjoy a lot.
You guys just gang up on me,
Being with Bushra.
Yeah.
It's always an honor and fun.
Oh, that's nice. It's a bit too nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's completely laughing his ass off.
No,
just
this is the reality.
Nice,
I'm sharing the reality.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So let's start off with the story with the podcast. We're talking about being expat teachers. And so we got somebody from Morocco, B's from Morocco, we got Musin. So what countries have you taught? in
So Kyrgyzstan and Turkey. Those are the countries I taught.
I didn't know you taught in Turkey. Wow. What about you, Muhsin?
I have worked in various countries like Malaysia, Qatar, Dubai, Singapore, and Turkey.
Nice.
Now in Kyrgyzstan.
Now in lovely Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, give me your either craziest, most interesting or story. We'll start with B.
Well, I guess it's not really a crazy story. It's not a funny story. So I was teaching here in Bishkek, and I was with the same class for about 2.5 years. So I came in when they were in the third grade in the middle of the year, and then I followed them in the fourth grade and the fifth grade. And it was, we just meshed well. Like, it was the perfect kind of, like, it was very compatible, let's say. Mm. And so it was time for me to leave, you know, because then it was like, you know, fifth grade, they were going to go into the secondary. I had some problems with my supervisor, so I just had to leave.
I just want to know, did you cry?
Oh, so this is the story. Okay. So at the end, like, we all realize, it kind of is like, it dawns on us that it's like the last moment that we'll be together as a class. And then everyone, boys, girls, me, we start crying our eyes out. Like, it's this intense emotion, and I will never forget it.
Wow.
So that was my favorite, like, memory.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, nice, man, nice. What about you, Muhsin Ali?
Any coolest thing?
Whatever story you want to share with us.
One of the coolest things was when I was in Turkey 2 years ago, I went to Fethiye, which is another city of Turkey. There I did paragliding. Oh. And that was the coolest thing with other teachers, actually.
Really? With colleagues? Wow, paragliding.
And that was the coolest experience, actually, that I had there.
Wow. Yeah. I went alpine sledding with Busha.
Oh, the Rodel Band thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was fun.
Yeah.
It's quick, though.
Yeah, some kid almost slammed in the back of me.
You were like, what's 200 meters? It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Get with the metric system. You'll need it.
Feeder yards. Come on now. let's see. For me, it was this year.
Yeah.
So we had this, and you guys know who she is. We have this weird Russian teacher that we would, okay, in the morning, you know how you, because I was a homeroom teacher.
Yeah.
So in the morning, we are doing the Kyrgyz national anthem. Mm. But our school starts at, what time does it start? 9 o'clock.
Right? At 9 o'clock it starts.
But you guys know me in time. I actually would do we would do it every day. I didn't know that you did it Monday and Friday. Yeah.
I thought it was once a week. It's or once twice a week. Week.
It was supposed to be done, but nobody did. I didn't get that memo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we would do it every day.
Yeah.
And in America, when I was a kid, we did it every day.
Mm. Yeah. And in other countries also, like, okay, you know, even in Singapore and Malaysia, we used to do every day.
So this teacher would come in. She would open my door, yell something in Russian.
Wow.
And it was funny because it was just her head.
Mm-hmm.
And she would yell something in Russian and then she would leave and close my door. And by that time, I'm already like presenting, you know, because my class started early.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what is up with this lady? Mm-hmm. And I started taking it personal because she would do it every Friday. So I'm like, what's going on with this lady? And so finally, and then I would ask my students and, you know, my lovely students, they would make up stuff. Like, they wouldn't tell me what she was actually saying.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, I don't believe anything that you said, you know. And but come to find out, she would say, you need to be doing the national anthem.
Oh.
And I'm like, when I finally figured it out, I was like, we do it like 5 minutes before you yell your head off. But I think as a teacher, I don't know about you, but as a teacher, especially if you're a homeroom teacher, are you pretty protective of your classroom on how people come in? Do they announce themselves? And even as a subject teacher.
Yeah.
What about you? For you,
I think I used to be like that, but then I realized it's kind of childish. Like, it's not, like the kids kind of take advantage of that. Like they can feel if you are really protective, and so they can just do whatever they want, and then they kind of hide behind you.
Oh.
But no, I think it's better to have like an open door policy, because I know that some teachers are very, very, like, sensitive about that.
Yeah.
I try to be, like, at least polite. I'm like, oh, hey, I need to speak to this student. But I don't care that much if, like, someone comes in and is, like, I just would want them to ask me first without, you know. That's the only thing. Otherwise, what's the problem?
Yeah, like, No, I'm the same way. Yeah. I mean, I want you to be respectful in my class and just, hey, this is what I need to. And I'm not going to say no.
Yeah,
I'll be like, okay. No, but I've had teachers just, like, you know, and make their announcement, you know, and I'm just like, get out of here.
My students is, I have been lucky, okay, you know, is I have grade 9 and 10.
Mm.
They are very respectful, okay, you know, towards the teachers.
Yeah.
And so instructions, okay, that you give them are, you set the rules, okay, for the class.
Yeah.
They follow that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because when students are late, they'll ask, like, Mr. Mario, is it okay if I could enter the class? And I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm like, no. And then they'll be like, I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Of course, like, come in and sit down.
Mine, they just try to go in.
You're right, Mario. So if I think, okay, you have got the same experience with grade
8,
actually.
Yeah, yeah, right? It is with grade
8.
So I think maybe it's secondary. I don't know.
No, it's that class you teach that's primary. Amazing. Oh, come on. Yeah. 8th grade is, like, such a nice class.
Not 8,
but I think
I don't want to say.
One of the classes, that have been, a challenging class.
Yeah,
but I think you have really handled them really well.
Yeah. It it was when I transitioned, because as the listeners know, I was a homeroom teacher and then I transitioned to a subject teacher.
Yeah,
and because I was primary and then I moved to secondary,
right.
And secondary, I would say it was so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
It was like,
that's very true.
I presented, right, what we were going to learn for the day. I wrote the directions, what the plan was, and where I wanted to end for the class.
Yeah, and as they are exam going classes also, okay, and for me it's like excitement also that what will be the outcome, in the end, but I'm sure about, these students as they are taking their IGCSE final exams. Hopefully, results will be better.
Be better than when you started. What about you, B? How do you have you taught outside of primary?
Yes, I have. And I was a subject teacher. I was teaching French and also English. And
that's great.
French.
Yeah.
It was really fun, actually. It was the funnest.
Croissant.
Croissant.
That's what I said. Croissant.
This is the same, whenever I go,
No.
I have to say something else. So, Bushra has to teach, the right pronunciation.
Right, for
exactly.
French.
And, French.
Because when we go out and we go to Kulikovsky, we'll get, everybody know, cold iced tea or a iced coffee. And then I'm like, and I want a croissant. And she's like, oh my gosh, you Americans don't even try.
It's true.
I even changed names. Every one of my students has a name. I don't even know their real names.
Wow.
So I got Ghost. I got Genius.
Really?
I had one class where it was just one boy.
Uh-huh.
So he was my guy.
Yeah.
And towards the end, I started remembering their names. Because being a subject teacher, you have so many.
It's really difficult to remember.
Right?
That's very true.
That's really, really difficult.
So, I always have an assistant in every one of my classes.
Yeah.
That's a student. So, I'm like, hey, assistant. So, every one of my kids actually has a nickname.
Yeah.
I got Ronaldo.
To be in the secondary also, there is more liability, and responsibility.
No,
as
I think
there's
less.
Yeah. No, but
what do you mean for the exam? Like, it depends which
year
you're talking about.
As I said that, these are exam going classes.
Yeah,
right?
Okay,
so
I see in that sense. Yeah.
It's a responsibility also, for their grades. Like,
mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. It seems like there's more on the line, right?
Yes, of course. I agree. But, I think in middle school, there isn't that much. Like, if you're teaching 6th, 7th, 8th grade,
that's
I think there
right.
isn't.
That's
the
correct.
Stakes are not high.
That's correct.
I think stakes are high, like physically and primary.
Oh God, and mentally.
Yeah, mentally, because emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, in some other international schools, okay, that I have also realized and have seen there, that it's kind of like a pressure, okay, on the primary also, because that's a foundation level.
Yeah.
Okay. Where and you know, they focus more on that. But yes, Bushra is right. I totally agree with her that middle school.
Some points
like, okay, that I can agree with Bushra, which are that I think they are the right one.
Right. No, I think in primary you have more. There are higher expectations things about like things that are outside of schoolwork, like their behavior. They're like how they are, like as a person, it falls on you. So that's the only added difference, I think, between primary and secondary. Yeah. Well, secondary, you have.
Okay. Yeah. I'm hearing you. So here's a question for you. What is something that you would like to tell parents knowing?
Yeah.
Right? Because a lot of parents are listening, you know? But, you know, being a primary teacher, what is something that you would want to give insight to parents about teaching primary?
I think that they need to stop like using the teacher as a scapegoat. Like, I think parents sometimes tend to run away from the truth, or they don't want to take responsibility, or you know, we all have busy lives, and maybe the parents don't have time to sit down with their kids and do their homework, and so of course that will reflect badly on like whatever their coursework. I think parents need to cut teachers a lot more slack, and I think that they need to adjust their expectations. I think it's much more productive to, let's say, for example, have a kid just understand the logic of, I don't know, maths, than for them to know how to do a division. If they don't understand the logic, even if you show them 5 million times, they're not going to get it. And so I think that sometimes parents, they just want results. They want it like... And they want this perfection. And I think they need to adjust their expectations, be nicer to the teachers.
Yeah.
And it really does affect. Like, it affects your mood as a teacher. If you can tell, like, okay, these parents are at least trying their best. It might not be, perfect, but at least they're trying.
Yeah.
I think it goes a long way. So, yeah, adjust your expectations and just don't
be nice.
Be nice to the teachers and just don't scapegoat them. You cannot... Okay. You cannot, like, seriously say that one person is responsible for the complete failure of your, you know, of your kids' education, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. What about you, Musin?
I think I agree with Bushra.
Get your own opinion.
In the secondary, I'm definitely going to give my opinion. And in the secondary, yes, the expectations from the parents are very high.
Yeah.
And, you know, for example, for English, okay, you know, they just want their child, okay, to speak English, like overnight, very fluently, you know.
Yeah.
And so we have to, coordinate with them. And it's a mutual, like, understanding, okay. And we always want, as teachers, like, okay, cooperation from there, from that part also, from the parents.
Yeah.
And for the grades also, like, okay, their expectations are that their children, they should get A and A star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have to know the fact that, okay, especially for Cambridge, okay, they have to put their blood and sweat, you know, really hard work in order to achieve, to obtain A grade.
Yeah.
Because it's not that easy.
Mm.
And it's an international qualification.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to understand as well.
Yeah.
From our point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try to have empathy for teachers is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's also like you can't expect this one teacher is gonna like reach the level that you want your kid to reach if they don't put in the work outside of school.
Exactly.
This is one of my biggest pet peeves. I'm like, okay, so you want me to, like, we teach them, they have to do their homework at school, and then it's like, oh, but they can't speak English. I'm like, yeah, but that's like an ongoing thing that they're at school for a certain amount of hours,
right?
And I can only speak to them for so long. when do they get to practice, you know? So I think that that's also a very unfair expectations of teachers by the parents.
Yeah, I think for me too, is as far as parents are concerned, I think the empathy and doing work outside of school. One parent asked me, well, what could I do? I said, what you can do to get her English better is maybe take 1 hour a day that you're just going to talk to English. I said, and it builds.
It's a very good idea.
I said it builds a relationship between you and your daughter as well. That's true. Something that just you two guys could do, you know, together. And I was talking to a dad and the dad was like, okay, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's right, Mario. And they are very cooperative parents too.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and then you can see their children. Okay,
their
English is even that is refined English. Okay, you know, but it is also depends on a student's interest.
Exactly.
That how much interest they put in to how much they are eager to learn English or other subjects.
I remember when I did the switch from 5P from primary to secondary, I had a kid, and you guys know him. I call him my guy. And I walked into the classroom and he was sleeping, you know, and I'm like, what is up with this kid? You know, I seen him numerous times, behavioral issues, and it was him, and he was the only guy in the class.
Yeah.
So first of all, and they're just at that age, you know, and so he was just, you could see him get irritated. You could see him get, and he just had like no interest. And so finally I just talked to him. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest teacher in the world, but I was just trying to connect with him.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, look it, you only have English for 40 minutes. What would it be if you even gave like 80% of your time to studying and learning English? You would be so much better off. And then just trying to connect with him, I knew he loved video games. And so I'd be like, you know, hey, write me a paragraph about your favorite video game. Paint a picture for me with your words and write at least 2 paragraphs on video games. And so little by little, we started connecting. Yeah. He stopped sleeping. Sometimes he would try to fall back asleep, but I seen him grow. And the cool thing was he earned a 5. At the end of the school year.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah. And I was just like, man, I did something right. So I want to go into this next question. It's the end of the year. We're done. Right? Yeah. Do you guys ever, I felt like I didn't connect with some students and other students I did connect with. Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like I was feeling guilty. Like I could have did this. I could have did that. Do you guys, Busha, do you go through that? And then get ready, Moosin.
I do, but then I think it's also a two-way street. I think as a teacher, you always want to engage with the kids.
Yeah.
But then there are some kids that want to engage with you and some kids that don't. Yeah. And some kids that want to, you know, let you in and some that don't. And I think with experience, you just learn to kind of brush it off. It's like, okay, you don't want to? I'm not going to force. Because if you force a kid, it only like creates more problems. Yeah. So I think I've just learned to kind of not take it so personally, because at the end of the day, they won't even remember you. Like, you know, I don't think that I'm going to be in a speech from, like a thank you speech from the Oscars, you know.
No, they're not going to be. But I think they're going to remember you because of the yearbook picture.
that was a nice picture.
She
looks
surprised.
Like a model,
right? She cleaned up so well. Usually,
and
people are like, "Who's your homeless friend?"
And I'm.
That's very true. Like, you
know. Right? Wow. I'm like, oh, that's my friend B. Yeah. She's actually she's like a really good teacher.
And then they get surprised that, oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, like I think those who remember me, they will really remember me, and then the rest they won't. And I won't take offense to it because they're kids and nothing. They're just learning to actually figure themselves out. They don't even know who they are.
Right, and you teach what, grade 4?
4, yeah.
4.
Okay. So it's like the teenagers of primary, you know. They're just trying to prove stuff. And you're like, what? Like, the kids, the boys are trying to like mimic like smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
nice.
You still cry if someone takes your football away. Like, how is this like...
Anyway, but you have one great student in your class, okay, who does always homework, okay, you know?
Yeah, so that kid
this is like okay, her Bushra's favorite.
Yes.
That kid, he is like so, he has street smarts, but I have certain feelings you don't know this kid. And every time I punish him and he still doesn't do the homework. And you'll literally ask me like, hey, here's the stuff for next week, you know, you have to do the homework. He's like, I'll think about it. And I'm like, dude, what? You know? And so I punish him and I put him in the teacher's room and there's moves in here.
You know,
and every time he's like, ooh, how are you? Oh, right. You know, being all nice.
Moosin's all best friends with him.
I hate it.
You know, if there is a homework, okay, or if Bushra has put someone, okay, in detention, so that will be none other than, okay, that student, okay, there in the class. I've got a great attachment, okay, with this
right?
Actually.
I really got to know him in the teacher's
room. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, where he was sitting and not doing his homework.
You know, but I think, okay, you have really done...
Moosin's having tea with him. Like,
yeah, and it doesn't
you
help.
You know, once I went, okay, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago, and I went to Turkish restaurant for the breakfast. And he came there, okay, with the family, and he saw me very far. Yeah, he stood up from there. He came to me. He waved his hand like, okay, that time.
I'm happy you made a great friendship.
Aww. I have got a good rapport now.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
with
okay.
Your class.
Yeah, that's really that is awesome.
Anyway,
yeah.
he was a headache. He just did not want to do homework.
But I must say that okay, Bushra has done a fantastic job with him.
Aww.
I'm sure like okay. If you look at his performance, okay, from first quarter to the fourth quarter,
yeah,
I'm
now he
sure
can say
there
hello.
Is a
now
much
can say hello.
See,
yeah, he
at
says
least,
hello
like,
in
okay,
English.
Some improvement, whatever improvement is your achievement.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. You're just being nice for the podcast,
dude. I forget.
I'm always okay. You
what
know, kind
what was
general,
the question
you
answered?
That.
I have no idea. I'm lost.
So the quick question was okay. Like, okay, that some of the students, like, okay, by the end of the year,
yeah.
Do you?
Oh
like,
yeah.
Okay,
how do you feel towards the end of the year?
I do like a self reflection as well,
okay.
And obviously, okay, this is not possible. Like, okay, you know that you can give in visual attention, okay,
yeah.
in a one lesson,
yeah.
If when you have a good number of students in the class, class sizes, if that is like 22 and 24.
Right.
So obviously some of the students, okay, I would say some slow learners.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I have worked okay with them.
So what is the age that you work with in secondary?
Actually, grade 9 is okay. Basically that is 15 years old.
Okay.
They are 15 years old. And they
are they pretty respectful to you?
They are.
Really?
They are. Yeah. And Bushra has, she's witnessed, like, okay, you know.
I've witnessed.
I have provided, like, a friendly environment, but at the same time, I have set my parameters, okay.
Yeah. I've seen you. I was
no,
like,
I'm just joking.
I was like, man. Like, he's more strict than me.
No, they really, like,
yeah.
In the lesson,
yeah.
They're, like, quiet.
But at the same time, they respect, okay,
yeah, yeah.
The instructions, okay, for the work
yeah.
That I give, they follow, and they give good feedback.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of this year, I was like, okay, what could I do better for next year?
Yeah.
How can
yeah.
I be better?
Yeah.
I connected with some students I didn't, and you're right.
Yeah.
You know, some people some students want to engage, some students
mm-hmm.
don't. And, but one thing that was really surprising to me is because you guys know I'm not a hugger and like touchy feely type of
yeah.
person. A student walked up to me, his class, school was already done, and I was Russian conversation,
mm-hmm.
English. He was 5. Yeah, grade 5. So he just walks up and he's like, "Mr. Mario, I will miss you, but I will see you next year." And
oh,
then he hugs me, and I was just
aww.
Standing,
that's great.
Like
yeah.
I just let him hug me. You know,
yeah.
I was just standing straight. I was like, "Wow!" Like hey, maybe somebody was listening.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about
that
it.
Is, yeah. And you know, later they realize, mm-hmm. okay, even the students, okay, who were not attentive in the class, okay, for the whole year.
Yeah.
And then they do say thanks, okay, you know, to the teachers, because they understand, they realize that whatever we were asking them to do, that was for their betterment.
Yeah.
There is a couple of classes. They were older. I taught 11 conversation, and then 8. I taught a couple of 8 classes, but I don't want to say which one mm-hmm. it was. So anyway, so 11 conversation, it was like half of the class engaged, and there was one kid, I'm not lying, he slept the whole year.
Wow.
He just slept. And
so
I would,
jealous.
Yeah, right? I look, and I would make jokes about it. I would be like, I wish I could just sleep like
yeah.
this. Like, he looks so at peace.
Yeah.
You know?
Mario, yeah. this is the same thing, okay, you know, I want to share something, okay, related with the same story. When I was working in Malaysia, so there were lots of Korean students. I had one student, okay, who used to bring pillow. And yeah, in the class, like, and he would just, you know, put his head, okay, on pillow, and he would just straight away would sleep. Then, yeah, because there were a couple of subjects actually he didn't like. And maybe the way of teaching from, you know, of those teachers were not right, actually. And he used to feel lethargic, like, all the time. Then we had to speak, okay, with the principal, okay. What we need to do with this student, and ultimately, yeah, they got rid from,
really?
They expelled him from this school.
B brought a pillow also.
Yeah. Other day she was saying that, okay.
Not to school,
she
but
should have,
to my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
I still have it.
Mini, like, you know. It's like a house for her.
Yeah.
She goes there, she drinks.
I wouldn't be able to take a nap. Like.
But your nap is like for a couple of hours.
Okay, that's actually very true.
Yeah. One time, she had the audacity one time to be like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you wake me up? Like, people, I'm like.
I was just cranky from my nap.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't say anything. I can still laugh it off.
It's
you
not
know?
A cat lab, but it's just a lion
there. Right? Seriously. She's like, oh, you should have thought to wake me. I'm like, B, I have sleeping issues.
Yeah.
Don't ever wake me up.
Yeah.
Ever wake me up.
Okay.
So
that's how
I treat other people in their sleep.
Yeah.
Don't, I will never wake up somebody.
No, it was not, anyway, it's not your responsibility.
Yeah, no,
it's
it was
just
funny.
My phone switched off and then I just woke up and I'm like, oh God, which century is this? And then I walk in, and then you know what's so funny? The kid, this one kid was like, "Oh, miss, are you like? Were you sleeping?" Because I think I had a mark on my face, and then I don't know, like my poker face. I just can't. I was like, "No, okay, everyone, we're going to do this experiment, this, and that." And I'm like,
"Where
did I even come from?"
They came to look for her.
Really?
They came to look for her, and I was
I was like,
I don't know where she. No, it's. I don't know where she's at.
You know, and there's one story also, like, okay, during pandemic, when we were doing online lessons, right? Mm-hmm. One of our teacher, okay, she was a science teacher. So while everyone was online, okay, so she had a first lesson actually at 9 a.m. And she fell asleep, you know, during the lesson. So all the cameras are open and everything.
Oh my God.
So one of the students, okay, you know, contacted our coordinator, like, okay, our teacher is sleeping, can you please check, like, okay, what is happening?
They're idiots. They could have just had a free lesson.
Yeah,
they do, like, okay, you know, that period actually, that pandemic period, having online lessons was crazy.
Yeah,
really crazy. Because
where
sitting,
were you at during the pandemic?
I was in Turkey,
in
Antalya. Yeah,
and so, you were teaching from home or from school?
From home. All the lessons, like, from 9 until 4:30.
Oh, my God.
So, you are sitting, you know, all the time. And I would see, like, okay, students would just log in. Uh-huh. Okay, they will close their cameras. And you do not know whether they are at home, you know, behind the cameras, or they are in the shopping centers, or having fun.
Yeah, it was probably easy for discipline, because what could you do? Right?
And
you're like,
no,
just presenting?
I was just like, I would present, but then I'm like, if you don't put your camera on,
yeah,
like, I'm gonna put a zero. You know, that was the only way, like, show me your faces, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so some of them, they would, like, switch it on, switch it off, and then I would call them out. Like, I'm like, you think I don't see, like, put back your camera, and they're like, mm. And you can tell they're on the bed, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
Or if I would do a speaking, like, okay, you know, online speaking. So some of the students, okay, you know, who wouldn't like to participate, they would speak in a crackly voice, okay, and so to just to show me that, okay, the internet connection is not stable, like, okay.
Oh, that's so good.
That sounds like something they had,
exactly. They had 100 excuses, you know.
I'm sure you believe them all, no?
Yeah.
Because you're in technology, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm
You have an email address?
Oh, yeah, I do have.
Really?
He does. I finally got one from him.
Yeah.
You got an
email? Yeah, because I use him as a reference for...
There you go.
I'm like, bro.
It's a confirmation.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. It was really good. No, man, I just, you know, I was just thinking about that because it was the end of the year and I'm just like, man, I wonder if other teachers feel like this. I wonder if they're... Course. Yeah, I asked actually Nicola and she's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously there's things that...
Yeah, and for example, I have also other ideas, like, okay, that how I would do it in a better way.
Yeah, because you're teaching...
Do you do self-reflection?
No, I'm perfect, unlike you.
Here we go.
You're flawless.
She's like, I do a moussin en lit.
Yeah, you can improve, you know, how to teach. Like, I think that's the biggest improvement.
I would really,
you know,
appreciate, okay, if you can... spare some of your time, okay?
No,
and
I'm too busy napping.
Some methodologies.
No, you need to take naps. That's the
Okay.
Well, I think it's funny as teachers because, like, I went to an interview. You're right, and then so the basic, what would your classroom look like if I walked in?
Yeah. You know, what's the these culture? Are one of the very typical questions.
Yeah.
And then they would ask you,
how do you answer? How do you answer?
Oh my god! Yeah.
It would be a war zone.
Wait, basically. I just want to say that. Moussin is one of the biggest BS artists I know. Like, he could sell a bag of poop and make people think that they got a deal. But I say this in such a respectful way.
Yeah.
Because, like, seriously, man, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have got accredited.
Thank you very much.
Like, you know your stuff. And I'm not saying that you didn't know your stuff.
Yeah.
But I know that you're perfectly qualified, accredited. It, like, man, you have the experience.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much.
No, get a room. No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know,
that you're in love with him.
I'm already okay in love with Mario.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Look at
you.
Wow, man. The listeners are going to be like, what are you now, part of the alphabet mafia now? You moved to Kyrgyzstan and we have enough problems in America.
No, there's a bromance. There's certain chemistry.
No,
here
I have,
the two.
Here we go. I have this major respect
crush.
For
Yes.
Major
crush.
Respect for Moussin.
I'm not going to let you get it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
I've learned a lot. And then from B...
here we go.
I could honestly say that support. Like, if I was sick or simple things, where to find shrimp, and I thought.
Wait,
that,
so I didn't teach you anything?
I thought that. No, wait. Mm-hmm. You haven't. Is that as a teacher? You taught me a lot, like how to be firm, how to be more firm, because, like, you could do the impression of me. On duty. go for it.
Mario is like in the hallway and it's kids are running left and right and it's like chaos. He's like, hey, no guys, hey, stop. No, wait. You gotta, wait, don't run. Hey, please. Hey, you over there, stop running. And then he just like stands there and no one listens to him. And he says it in such a low voice, like no one even hears him.
Yeah.
So that's Mario.
And Bushra, one day, I was like, dude, I can't believe kids are just randomly yelling in the hallway. Yeah. Right? So Bushra sees the kid from a distance down this hall. And I'm watching her. You know that, like, walk that she has? She's like walking with authority. Yeah. And then she yells at the kid, hey!
It will be like an earthquake cooking. Yeah.
And she just starts yelling at the kid, like, why are you yelling? And she's yelling.
Yeah,
and I'm just standing there like cracking up laughing.
I've seen her too.
Yeah.
They yell too much. I know that if I ever have kids and they yell in the supermarkets, I will yell as loud as them. Like, no way, no way. We're not going to go into a yelling match.
Yeah. Bushra is so punctual, okay, you know, for her Monday duties.
Okay, I do. It's true. I am on supervision, but I kind of just go. I yell at like a kid or two, so everyone hears me that I've done my job, and then I just go. I'm always
in every 10 minutes break. Like, okay, I see her. She never misses. Like, okay, anything.
Hey, no, I'm only late in the morning.
No, yeah, I don't know how she does it because you guys know me being late.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was late to school twice.
Okay,
and those two times I hated it.
Oh.
I hate that feeling. I know my blood pressure went up.
No.
And it even crossed my mind. I'm like, Bushra lives like this.
I live on the edge, don't
you? All the time.
Right? How does she do it?
How do you do that?
True. It's a great kind of like, it immunizes you against like stress, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, I'm just perpetually late. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I think I just I just think, oh, I'll have time. And then 10 minutes goes by.
Well, one thing I've seen Bushra in the class, like, okay, you know, her class management control is really good.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I would be afraid too. Like,
and your class management control is very good too, Mario. I have seen.
I think they kind of like you, and they're like, oh yeah, like let's be nice to this, you know, teacher. Whereas me, it's like, oh shit, the dictator is here.
Like, they'll go under the tables, like, okay,
you know,
and behind the cupboards.
They ask me for can I please go sharpen my pen at the trash? I'm like, okay, yeah, you can. Like everything, if they need to go get something, they ask for my permission.
Let's see, this is good actually. This is primary, is a foundation level. Giving them good.
It'll make my job easier next year.
No comment on that.
Hopefully.
Because no, it's not discipline issues. It's more like psychological warfare.
What's wrong with these kids?
It's with the girls. Honestly, it's really? With the girls. Yeah. It's just a mean girl vibe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it towards you as well?
It was like they kind of try to manipulate you, you know? It's like I found them cheating, and then they would like, they had no problem saying, oh, you know what? This other teacher was helping us cheat, you know?
Yeah.
Like with no problem, like no shame. And then it's just kind of intense. Like that's the thing where you can't trust what they say.
Wow.
So yeah.
Crazy.
But Muhsin will help you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He'll give you a big hug.
No, thank you.
He'll give you a nice foot massage.
I'm always open for the help. Okay, I offer myself.
Oh wow, he offers himself to you.
To everyone.
To Mario. You just said you were gonna offer yourself to him.
I'm in such a position now, that I have to help everyone.
Look at you, huh? You don't discriminate.
No. I will be fair with everyone.
All right. So, let's see here. You know, being a teacher, for me, it's actually pretty fulfilling. You know, I could see the progress of the kid. Because and I'm not saying you guys don't. I'm just saying I monitor my students. I'm looking at the progress in everything that they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come into my English class, the kids said, I've never read and wrote so much in my whole life.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, yes.
It's a big compliment.
That's nice. Know?
And I was so happy because, and I thought about it.
Yeah.
My favorite teacher, her name was Miss Hastings, and I had her for English and then American literature, and it was in seventh grade, and I had her back to back. So she started us off by reading. We would actually have to read, and then we would write in our composition book, and we at least had to write one or two paragraphs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it. I'm in seventh grade. NWA, you guys know that group? NWA,
oh, yeah. Right? He doesn't. It's not Eazy-E
Gangsta Rap just came out.
Right.
I memorized the songs, and I didn't have anything to write, so I would write the lyrics of the songs.
Oh, wow.
So this old white lady's reading these lyrics, and the I would show my friends like the comments that she would write back to me.
Okay.
Because she would write comments to you.
Yeah.
So she wrote back, "Wow, Mr. Mario, this is very interesting." And she would just write really nice, uplifting. And it, I would write the bad words. I'd write everything.
Okay.
And she just didn't care as long as I had good sentence structure. Wow. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Are you sure? Maybe she just didn't know that it was NWA.
No, I know she didn't.
Oh, she didn't know.
No.
I think some of the teachers can be a big impact on our lives.
No, she was. And we were horrible. We were horrible, but... she's the one who really, really inspired me to write. And when I started, and it's still to this day, I write in a journal.
Yeah.
And I like to read.
Aww,
and yeah.
Diary. Today, Musin said he liked me.
Oh my God. Oh, wow.
You know, until grade 3, actually, I was not even an average student.
Really?
Yeah, because I was scared. I was scared from school, actually, because some of the teachers, they were really horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to punish, actually, to the students.
How would they punish you? Do you remember?
They would beat you up.
They used to had, a stick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but that has been abolished now, okay?
Wow.
You know, that corporal punishment.
No,
or
I
anything.
Had it.
Yeah.
Oh, good. In third grade,
I
had a teacher named Miss Honda.
Yeah.
And she actually would pinch you on the back of your arm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But believe me, my times tables were amazing because I didn't want to get pinched by her.
See?
And Mario, so what happened in grade 4? My homeroom teacher, after one of my science exam, he just called me and he said that, you can get position in a class, okay? These were his words, actually, that really motivated me. And from grade 4 until grade 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I maintained my first position in a class.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
what about you, B? You had a good teacher, one good teacher that just stands out to you?
Not really, actually. I've never had... a teacher, maybe I think I had my Spanish teacher. She was really cool. I'll never forget the last day. She was like, "Okay, guys, I'm gonna teach you all the bad words," And we were like, "What?" And she was just giving us all these bad words. And we were like, and she was just kind of this middle-aged woman, had a kid. And it was just the weirdest, kind of disconnect.
Yeah.
But she was really cool. It was fun to go into her lessons. But other than that, I can't really say that I had a teacher that really, truly inspired me. Mm-hmm. But
I actually had a couple. Let's see, my junior year, I had an English lit teacher.
Yeah.
Mr. Gray, and he was hard.
Yeah.
He was a hard man. Mm-hmm. But I knew he meant the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I knew he cared.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, I had creative writing. And his name was Vernon Pond.
Okay.
And that guy was just amazing.
Wow.
Pushed me. He's like, "Hey, Mario, you could write. You can do it. You could be a writer.
That's
what's going on?" Yeah. And I was just, I had just moved from Los Angeles to Big Fork, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going through all that. And no, he just really encouraged me to be a writer, to actually write. We are at the 48-minute mark, so we're coming close to the end here.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I prepared some questions for you, and we're coming to the end of the show, but I prepared some questions for you.
Thank God, because Musin's feet are disgusting.
Right, you could smell
his feet. This is
his
okay. You know,
his socks are terrible. I can smell it. I've been dying. Yes.
You're fine.
And, maybe, that smell is coming from your trousers.
Yep. Wow.
You went there. Yeah,
that is. Okay. Or maybe you didn't brush your teeth today.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes she comes. I'm like, oh, you look so nice. You combed your hair today.
Okay. This is giving like, guys.
No,
I am not
I think it's because you're a night owl.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
when I see you at night, we went to beer quiz.
He was so shocked.
I was just like, wow, like you clean up really well. This guy's smelling his feet.
Are you smelling your socks?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you
that's
are.
A joke.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just joking. It doesn't smell that bad.
Okay, so we have rapid fire questions. Okay. Answer the question as quickly as you can. Let's see here. B, favorite color?
Green.
Green.
Yes.
Oh, you're wearing it today.
Yeah.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Cats or dogs?
Oh, God. Corgis.
Corgi. Wow. Oh, yeah. You gave
me
one.
I love corgis.
It had a big butt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet or savory?
I'm both.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Okay. Let's see. Fiction or nonfiction?
I'm both fiction and nonfiction.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I do.
You
I
have
do.
To pick something.
No, I...
Yeah, pick one.
Yeah.
Okay, fiction.
Okay, fiction. All right. Early bird. We already know night owl.
Night owl.
Oh,
100%.
Definitely. Night owl. Oh, he's
early bird.
I text him like at 6 in the morning.
Yeah,
and
then you can see that, okay, I'm already better. Yeah.
We talked about
you
it.
You know?
Then I'm like, sorry, dude, I didn't. Yeah,
I said
he's
no.
like, oh, no, it's fine.
I'm already back.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Really? Mm-hmm. What about you? Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes, definitely.
All right. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
I would prefer YouTube.
Yeah,
because
it's
a
free.
More variety.
It's
it's free also.
Texting or calling?
Calling is better.
Texting or calling?
Oof, it depends. Like, is it me who's calling or I'm receiving a call?
No, you're...
Oh,
you're,
calling. So, yeah.
Yeah, because she doesn't... If you... Text her, okay? She
takes
back
yeah.
okay. after
oh
6
gosh.
Hours. So,
it's because I'm napping.
After 80 hours later.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Seriously. And then she's like, why didn't you
and
text?
Then
she has the nerve
yeah.
to be like, why didn't you text me back?
And
I'm like...
And you know, on the next day, and then she said, oh, you know, oh, I couldn't text you because I was sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, all the excuses now.
Yeah.
Then she gives.
You're an excuse.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Winter.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
No.
I love it.
No.
Yeah, because, yeah. You,
oh, come
at
on.
Least,
you,
okay, you have.
You
can
never out.
One day. Well, all the time.
Never
I love
out
snow.
In winter. You are
yeah.
never.
He's in the taxi.
It's not like, okay, you don't like winter.
No,
and it
you
means,
don't
okay,
like.
I wouldn't like
you
winter.
You don't even go
I
out.
I like winter,
you
definitely.
Stay at
gosh.
Home.
See, listeners, this is what I have to do.
Winter is definitely better.
He is lying.
8 billion population. Okay, if you ask this question, okay, you know, 90% people would say they
really?
Love.
90% of people will say Muhsin is a dummy. So I think
no,
that's
don't
what's
copy
gonna,
me.
I'm not
have,
copying.
I have given you this title to you already.
No, I was the one who gave it to you first.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the next question?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't told him to shut his face. That's usually the okay. Comedy or action?
Oh, comedy.
Comedy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Pizza or burger?
Yeah, pizza.
It depends on company also.
Okay.
Some
oh
companies.
God.
Both.
Just
okay.
answer.
No.
Oh.
Okay, I would say burgers.
If it has
burgers.
Curry on it.
Okay, even has curry.
Don't even. He's trying to kill me.
Books or movies?
Oh, God. I'm going to sound so dumb. But yeah, movies.
Okay.
Movies, yeah.
Movies. Okay. Let's see. Rain or sunshine?
Ooh, I do like a nice rainy day, you know, when you're in the bed.
Yeah.
And like you have...
You're always in the bed.
You are always in the bed. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
It's just another excuse.
Yeah.
No, sun. Sun?
Sun?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Rainy.
Rainy?
Days, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not going to call him a liar for this one?
I think he's always a liar.
He's,
so.
He's always lied.
Oh, it's always applicable, you know.
You guys are funny. Hey, I just want to appreciate you guys.
Aww.
B, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Moose and Ali, I appreciate you. Reggae 33.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
Where's our money, though,
oh,
for appearing here?
Dude, I made you ceviche.
Yeah.
I,
that's not going to pay my bills.
Yeah, true. Nah, I'll hook you guys up with something. I would like for you guys to say goodbye and shout outs to your friends. And first you, B, and then Moosin, and then me.
Okay, so bye. In which language?
Yours.
Okay.
Your friends.
Bslama al kulshi. And then I want to shout out to Mario's family.
Hola. You are my only listener, my mom.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yes. Hola.
You're so dumb. Any other shout outs?
I'm going to shout out to, I know who's going to be listening to this. Yeah. Our friend Pavel.
Yeah,
you know,
Pablo.
So hello to Pavel.
Yeah.
And I would like to just shout out to all the students that had the unfortunate experience of being the students of Mr. Moosin here. I feel bad. Right. So
it's an honor for them, you know.
To see what a bad teacher
they come
is.
To me, okay?
Hey,
and give me
I'm
compliment.
Not going to interrupt you when you,
no, you
are going to shout out.
Obviously,
you
okay?
just interrupted.
You had my name, okay? That's why I interrupted.
All right. Okay. Moosin Ali, your turn.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, first, I would say in Urdu, Khuda Hafiz means bye.
That's
and
not true.
A big shout out to Mario's mom and Mario's family, and Mario's friends as well.
Yeah, and your family too.
And man. My family, obviously, and Nikki as well.
Yeah, yeah. Nikki, Nicola. Yeah, I'm gonna have Nicola. She said she would come on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's gonna be it'll be really fun,
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
And I love her posh English accent.
Yeah.
So that'll be really fun, and she's from the countryside, and it's gonna be cool. I can't wait to have her on. But let's see, shout out. I want to say shout out to, of course, my mom, my kids. Let's see here.
Shout out to Sunny and
Isai. Oh, yeah. Isai. Okay, yeah. So same from me.
Yeah.
And
stop copying me.
Shout out to my brother,
yeah.
Kashif as well.
Okay, aww, cool.
That's
maybe
nice.
Maybe your cousin too.
thank you.
Yeah. No, but I just want to all the listeners, guys, I'm coming home soon, so it's going to be...
No one cares.
Yeah, no, they do. There's going to be a big party. And my cousin said they're going to have a sign made saying "Welcome home from prison."
Yeah, oh, that's
so,
good. That's
yeah,
good.
I know they could put much worse on there, so
yeah.
I'll settle for that.
Yeah,
but Rugged 33 podcast listeners, appreciate you guys. You have any questions? Go ahead and DM me. Yes, B is single.
Oh
Moosin.
My God! Moosin. I'm
ready to mingle.
Yeah. She's single and ready to mingle.
I am not ready.
Right?
I'm ready to nap.
Right. Moosin is not. He's taken. And so appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Peace out. Bye.